Let's do this, he says.
Look inside the riddle box. All right.
What? What's in the riddle box?
It'll come up later in the show. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. I mean, is it Gwyneth Paltrow's head?
No. What's inside the box?
I mean, you know.
That's a much better assessment to what's actually inside the riddle box.
Okay, just checking. Ray, do we have an open channel?
Decisively.
Yeah. He says it wasn't even close. Oh, you meant to shout that.
I thought so too. Good cover, Joshua, but you're pumped.
It's not even close tonight.
Yes! Oh, all right. This is probably the last time I will have to ask, but since Energomash is here, could you remind me one more time what hockey team I enjoy Energomash so that I can really give it a try next season?
The Pittsburgh Penguins?
No.
That's the correct answer.
No, it's not the correct answer. He was very specific about what team I like, and I'm for it. I just can't remember. Yes. Okay. I'm a Colorado Avalanche.
Startup team. Will they start last week? They got no history. Probably. They got nothing.
I didn't say that wasn't the case. And I'm sadly with you. I feel the same way about the Miami Heat. I feel the same way about the Rockies. I feel the same way about the Marlins. Anything that came into existence in my lifetime is brand new as far as I'm concerned.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Aren't they in like their second season? Like they just came out of nowhere.
I was like, how do you guys need $1 billion to fix your stadium? It's brand new.
Carolina Panthers built it yesterday. Yeah, you just started last week. No, apparently the Avs used to be the Nordiques. I remember the Nordiques. Back in the days when you had the Whalers and the North Stars. Old school hockey. Okay.
They don't exist anymore?
Who's that?
The Whalers and the North Stars?
No.
Oh.
They moved to other cities and got other names.
Right on. Cool. All right, let's kick this off, see how the show thing goes.
Okay. True Believers, welcome to the 426th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian, the gang's all here. How's it going?
What's up?
Everyone survived the heat wave of last weekend.
Yes.
All right.
Only to be promptly destroyed by severe hail and thunderstorms instantly.
No, we got none of that.
We're fresh out of power here.
Oh.
In a lot of Williamsport. I lucked out, but...
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, hopefully that sticks.
What, the lucking out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like the power outages. I was like, I don't know. They're strangers, but I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You're not failing. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, no, nope. I'll remain optimistic for now.
All right. This is the, what are we talking about? 626-73, yeah. And your 7-day 4-star crash! Ah! Oh, the Titans. This week, you had Android Jim going up against... Was it Imperious Rex?
And someone else, but I don't remember who else. I think it's a twofer, isn't it?
I'm going to have to pull up the graphic because I don't remember all the way back from Monday.
It's definitely Imperious Rex, but I thought I saw another.
Oh, did you try that?
All right, I haven't tried it yet, but I'll give it a try. See if I can do it at fully covered. If not, I can throw some ISO at him.
All right. On July the 1st, you've got Ghost Rider versus what the board there tells me is Galactus.
That doesn't sound unfamiliar. That sounds like a classic matchup.
In Storyland, your unstable ISO 8's running right now. Omega Red, Deathlock, some Aunt May. Placement is the Black King and some Phoenix Jujubes. After that, it will be Simulator. Again, your Doc Ock, Black King, Phoenix Jujubes. Placement is Infamous Doom and some shards for a new 5-star we'll talk about later.
Right on.
And PvP.
Double right on, triple right on. All that is blowing my mind. There are so many characters in this game, Craig.
Well, wait.
There are
wait,
so many.
No, they're not.
I forgot that Infamous Doom was a character.
Yeah, but 93% of all characters now are Peter Parker, just with a different name. So wait for
that's it. That's fine. There's an infinite number of Spider-Verses. I saw the cartoon once. I'm with you. I can't even. I was looking at my roster today. I have unchampioned 2-stars. because I can't keep up with the number of characters that are coming out.
Yeah, I hear you.
Electro is like a 3-1-0. It's blowing my mind. I've got 3 stars dying on the vine, 4 stars dying on the vine.
Is it unbelievable? Oh! Have my little song up here.
Blade is the original Forgotten 4-star. When there weren't even enough 4-stars to forget, he just kind of snuck his way into the game, as any good vampire does.
Yep.
But now it's snowballed. Right. And I've been crushed in an avalanche at the bottom.
In PvP world, brand recognition is running. I think we're still between seasons. So that is Loki, Drax, placement is Echo, and some Gambit. In the news, lots of news. We needed more Peter Parker, apparently, so we got 2 more Peter Parkers.
Sweet.
They just gave them another name. So we got some clones. This is apparently some guy named Kane Parker.
Right on.
I just like the fact that his 3-star version is called Trenchcoat. Because how can you go wrong with someone who's just called Trenchcoat?
Trenchcoat.
So I'm down with Trenchcoat. So let's look at this guy. His red power is called Who's Next? 5 red. Deal a little bit of damage to a target. Passive. When Kane Parker deals damage, if he hits a different target than previous, increase that damage by 40%. So does that only work like a couple of times in the whole game? Or does that mean previous turn, I guess? I'm assuming that means previous turn. As you go up in level, that will go up to 110% extra damage. That's significant. A little double damage. Black power, unstable genetics, 6 black. Deal some damage to the target increased by 25% for each 25% of health Kane is missing. Passive, at the start of his turn, Kane Parker takes a little bit of damage and creates a protectile of very small size. Size 10 to start out with. As you're going up in level, the amount of damage he takes scales a little bit, but you're doing increased damage for each 10% of his health that is missing. And the tile you're making goes up to strength 58 at the max. Green, wall breaker, 8 green. Select a 3x3 grid of tiles. Destroy those tiles and deal a little bit of damage to a random target. If the selected tiles contained a special tile, deal an extra hit to a random enemy, prioritizing a different target if possible. Alright. Destroy tiles, deal damage, do not generate AP. Going up in level just increases the damage. That's interesting, I guess. Not sure it's great in any way. It appears that he is a feeder to Spider-Man India and Morbius. And then nice. Spider-Man India will be retroactively feeding the new 5-star Kane Parker. Talk about some stuff. Let's get to the 5-star. 5-star Kane Parker. This is the Scarlet Spider variety, which is apparently this version of Peter Parker has moved to Texas.
Right on.
And now lives in the Texas. Red power, Mark of Kane. 5 red. Deal permanent damage to the target and give them a Mark of Kane. If a character already has a Mark of Kane, this deals 50% extra damage. Passive, whenever Kane Parker makes a red match, deal damage to all enemies with a Mark of Kane. Alright, that's cute. As you go up in level, damage scales, it's dealing 100% increased damage. And at level 550, it's dealing 23,000 points of damage to all the marked enemies. That's pretty significant. Yeah. Black power, future sense, 5 black. Reduce the damage of a friendly future sense tile by 31% and deal that damage to a target. Alright. Passive, when Kane takes enemy damage, reduce it by 36%, and if one doesn't exist, create a red fortified 3-turn future sense countdown tile that deals damage to Kane on activation. Add the reduced damage to a friendly future sense tile. Kane's black matches increase the timer of friendly future sense tiles by 1 to a max of 3. Going up in level changes the percentages. At level 5, you're reducing the future sense tile damage by 45%, while taking 55% reduced damage, but the max duration of the tile goes up to 5. Interesting. Well, it looks like you're going to take 45%, or no, 55%, no. Boy, I've already lost myself. Never mind, you're gonna take a little bit less damage. And then maybe do some more to yourself. Scarlet Spider, which clearly is the blue power, because that's what I would put on an ability called Scarlet Spider. Blue. Destroy three random basic tiles that aren't red or black. These tiles do not generate AP. Then reset the cost of this ability. Passive. Whenever Cade makes a red or black match, reduce the cost of this ability by one down to a minimum of three. As you're going up in level, it changes the amount of tiles you destroy. At level 5, destroying 7 tiles. Alright, so you're doing a bunch of board shake, but leaving all the red and black behind. So you can charge up your other powers. Okay. That's interesting. These characters will be found in the simulator, in the hunt, and in Operation Spider Silk as some rewards. The verses. There's one called Terror in a Coat, and the other one is called Red Redemption. Terror in a Coat. Trench Coat. Offer Spider's Refuge. Chance to get the Scarlet Spider in there. That's running the 27th to the 1st. The Friend or Foe Vault, which is running the 4th through the 7th. Again, features Scarlet Spider in there. In the Absolute Atonement Legendary Store, running the 4th to the 7th, 15% chance to get Kane Parker, the Scarlet Spider, 5-star Spider Gwen, and 5-star Back in Black. You can buy those for 25 CP each. So, there you go. 2 more Peter Parkers coming your way. Sweet. I'm just going to vote for the one who's in a trench coat, because...
because his name is Trenchcoat? Easy to tell the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a clue for the next one. Ian, you sitting down?
I am. Why don't you go ahead with that clue?
Well, I would, except that I apparently lost the page I put on. There we go. For the R306 release notes, the clue is MPQ Veteran. So I'm pleased to announce that this is where I have become a Marvel Puzzle Quest character. They've put me in the game. And no, actually, I'm assuming, just for my own amusement factor, I think this has to be a brand new Moonstone.
What? Oh.
Veteran character from way back. There's no, like, you know, 4 or 5-star Moonstone.
Right.
4-star would be the next character, right? So 4-star Moonstone?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
All right.
Celebrate.
I am going with...
yes.
I don't know. I got to think here a minute.
All right.
I am going with a 5-star Thunderbolt Ross that ties in with the Thunderbolts movie.
Well, the next character should be a 4-star, so I think you might have to wait. Oh, you might have to wait for the next 5-star go around for that one.
Okay, maybe not him.
Okay.
Anybody else who's in the military famously?
I don't know. Captain America.
Five-star War Machine?
Another Captain America.
Ooh, yeah.
We haven't had one of those for a while.
Yeah, Captain Parker?
It could be.
And Venom Parker?
Yeah, yes. There's got to be an alternate universe somewhere where Peter Parker became Captain America. That totally just... has to be it. Ooh, doggies.
Nope, I'm still waiting for the Craig one. This 3-star version is, instead of trench coat, it'll be douche hat.
There's nothing wrong with a good
trilby. The 5-star
version,
could just be Craig Parker.
Nothing wrong with a good trilby.
Yeah, there is.
Celebrate Independence Day with a free login reward and access to a limited time vault coming your way. It says, again, remember those supports are coming into PvP.
Right, I remember that from last week.
Yeah, and check out Avengers All-Stars event quest for some awesome rewards with even more to come later in the season. Something else that's happening, upcoming rebalanced supports for PvP support season. So they said some of the older style supports needed some love, so they changed a few. The Dora Milaje is getting changed. Lockheed, Pizza Dog... Mirror Image, Spider Sense, and the Stepford Cuckoos.
Oh my.
I'm not going to read through all those changes, but yeah, a lot of reworks coming your way for some supports.
Really trying to revitalize supports. I love that. I support that, as it were.
Should we bring back the supports and supports?
I don't know if I can manage that again. We'll see.
Okay. That's the game-related news, but in other news, Tenacious D is coming to State College in October. I have to see if I can talk Ian into going.
Yeah, it's to be the easiest thing in the world. I'm just not optimistic.
Yeah.
It's too far. I don't know how much tickets are going to be. I don't know if they're going to sell out right away. I absolutely positively am free, and I absolutely positively want to go.
Yeah, it's a Saturday night, so you come spend the weekend, hit the Tenacious D. It appears right now that it goes on sale tomorrow, and it looks like cheap seats are going to be like $85.
Okay.
Is what I saw. I couldn't see all the pricing today because it's not tomorrow. But yeah, so maybe that'll change.
I'll check it out.
Do you actually
want to go?
I kind of do.
How much is kind of?
More than 50%.
right.
The code.
I'll go by myself.
The code for early tickets tomorrow is freedom.
Oh, great! Thanks.
Yeah.
That seems unscrupulous. What time's early tickets and what time's regular tickets?
Hold on, I can look at that. Insiders pre-sale 10 a.m. on Thursday the 27th, and then also 9 a.m. on Friday the 28th. Oh yeah, I don't have the so Friday the 28th with code freedom.
Okay.
Freedom. In other news, as we've been talking about games, I wanted to know how much Ian had enjoyed the 1% Club. I think this would be up his alley. So you have seen this show.
Yes, it caught me completely off guard. I was all about it because I'm all about Patton Oswalt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm great. I love a good game show. I love a Patton Oswalt. I'm watching this. I am terrible at the 1% Club. Once I figured out what was going on, I was still bad. But, you know, I was expecting a trivia-based show, which I am more likely to be engaged in. This is nothing but logic puzzles, and it blew my mind. Like, episode one, I was out by, like, the second question. I mean, I'm not really a contestant, so I continued to participate from my couch, but it was legitimate. I mean, Craig, you're right. Some of them are laughably easy,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are just, I'm like, how could anybody have drawn that conclusion? The only way I think people get some of them is because it's a multiple choice situation until the end of the show.
I have learned to very much reread the question multiple times.
Yeah.
Because they put clues in the questions.
Yes.
And it, like, there was one that was, look inside this question to do something.
Right.
And you had to count the amount of letters that had holes in them. Like, an open space inside the letters. So, like, an O has a space, like, you know, a B's got, like, two spaces in it, like a capital B.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was the answer, was how many of those holes you could count up in that sentence.
Okay.
Like, and if it, so I have to, like, every time there's one of those sentences, yeah. I have to, like, stop, read the sentence a second time to see if there's a hidden clue in it telling me to do something
right.
with the question.
Lot of a lot of visual puzzles.
Yeah.
Lot of logic puzzles. But, yeah, like, when I first watched it, the second question was something like the, choose the logical choice to finish this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I am the only blank. And your choices were like alligator, construction worker, or woman.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I'm out. I was like, none of those seemed like answers to me. And the answer is woman, because I has one letter, am has two letters, the is three letters, only is four letters, and woman is five letters. And I was supposed to puzzle that out at the top of the show.
Yeah, that kind of clue like that comes back in future episodes again. So
no doubt.
When they use the word logically, that usually means there's a progression you need to catch from the other words in the question.
It is. It was just brand new. I love it. I love Patton as a host. I love how bad I am at the show because I feel like I'm being challenged. Craig, did you see the episode where the guy said, I got kicked out of bar trivia for being too good at Star Wars trivia, and Patton asked him one Star Wars trivia question, and he immediately beefed it and was shamed off the show.
Yeah, because he's like, what's the name of Bosk's ship then, jerk?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I don't know.
I don't know anything about Star Wars.
And Patton's like, yeah, it's the, you know, Lucky Strike.
It's
the
Houndstooth.
Yeah,
it's the Houndstooth, Craig. The Lucky Strike. Get out of Dodge.
I didn't know what it was. He told me and I forgot instantly.
You should have known going in.
I don't know that. Where has that ever been mentioned?
In one of the phone games that I played, it was relevant. And in one of the Bounty Hunter side stories and in some of the animated stuff, it's more relevant.
Yeah. I'm just saying, this guy claimed he knew so much Star Wars.
I know.
He was thrown out of a league. And then I'm like,
right. One question.
Yeah.
Defeated by Patton Oswalt. Now, immediately, Patton knows a ton about. There's the hat. Thanks, Samurai. Knows a ton about Star Wars trivia. Like, that's his, one of his many, many passions. I mean, I found out that, I'm sure you're aware of the episode of Parks and Rec where he does his Citizens filibuster.
Yes.
And goes on this crazy Marvel Star Wars side thing. Filoni and Favreau loved that so much. The opening sequence of Book of Boba Fett is his description from the Citizens Filibuster. It opens over the twin sons of Tatooine. You're looking down over the Dune Sea. You see the Sarlacc pit, and bursting from the Sarlacc pit, you see the gauntleted hand of none other than Boba Fett, who survived. And that's how that series opens up. And I was like, that's the best story I've heard on a talk show ever.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're doing a show about Puzzle Quest.
That's all I got for news. You guys have anything? Hey, we're getting into Arby's again.
Ooh.
Out on the Better Pike Land outside that by that brand new McDonald's. Oh, I love Arby's.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Now if only we can get back a chicken and hush puppies place. What was that place called?
Ew, no.
It's been gone so long I've forgotten its name.
No Long John one Silver. Wishes Long John Silver's back into existence. Shame on you. I let you slide with Arby's because I can tolerate a meal or two from there. But Long John Silver's, how dare you?
Their chicken planks and hush puppies are heaven.
Man. Silver's as the chicken place? Yeah, of course well, Craig does.
Well, I mean, for
that
me,
that doesn't
yeah.
surprise me, but because what else is there outside of Craig?
That's right.
Long John Silver's, the most famous fish chain restaurant. Yeah, you know, that chicken place.
I really like their chicken planks. Very tasty. All right, so no other news. Got it. Moving on then. This week on It's Always Sunny, Madison and Wong find love.
All right, let's talk about the Sorcerer Supreme. Wong, who appears to be some sort of red, yellow, and purple character. The Eldritch Whip costs 7 red AP, deals 1,329 damage and destroys a chosen row, dealing 433 damage for each special tile destroyed. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. It's got a passive component. Reduce ability damage dealt by supernatural and multiversal enemies by 10%. Increase ability damage dealt by supernatural allies by 10%. This situation scales up to what appears to be 3,012 damage and 1,329 damage for each special tile destroyed. Reduce ability damage taken from supernatural and multiversal enemies by 30% and 30% extra damage dealt by supernatural allies. The Wand of Watoom. 6 yellow AP. Choose a... Ooh, this has a gimmick. I like a good gimmick because it's different and I like variety. Choose a spell type and create a 3-turn fortified Wand of Watoom countdown tile. While this tile is on the board, all damage taken is reduced by 15%. When this tile expires or is matched, Wong releases the stored energy, dealing 60% of the reduced damage. If the countdown tile is allowed to expire, or if this ability is used while one exists, Wong casts the chosen spell. Passive, Wong casts a random spell other than Mystic Mending at the start of the battle. Let's see, this scales up to reducing damage taken by 30% and dealing 100% of the reduced damage. Your spell options are the Shield of the Seraphim. When the Wand of Watoom tile expires, Wong creates 2 protect tiles, strength 185. That scales up to 2 protectiles of... Oh, no, I'm sorry. 5 protectiles of 264. That Mystic Mending heals the team for 1,240 damage. The Hand of Hoggoth. When the tile expires, Wong creates 3 strike tiles, strength 246. That seems to scale up to 6 strike tiles, strength 361. And the Bolts of Balthak, what are they up to? Tile expires, Wong drains 3 AP in his team's strongest color and gains 1 random AP? Wait, what? I gotta read this again because I simply don't understand
that. Well, it's one more, isn't it?
What's that?
It's one more, isn't it?
Wait.
You get 1 more AP than you had before, so it's one more.
What? But I'm spending 3 to get 3 of my strongest to get 1 random?
Yeah. Sounds great.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
I'm not.
I've never fired a single one of these powers, so I have no idea what any of them do.
I thought you were messing with me for just a second, or I wasn't getting it.
I'm just saying that you get 1, so that's 1 more than you had before.
But you spent drains 3 AP and his team's strongest color and gains 1 random AP. What?
Well, maybe you have a whole lot of your strongest one and you need something else.
I'm not going to explore that any further. I'll just let an adult tell me how it works later. Let's talk about his final ability, which again... I love, because you guessed it, gimmicks. And it does stuff differently. And I like different. Wong goes away. Costs 7 purple AP. It's called a Wong exit. Wong goes away for 3 turns to gather aid. Choose a character to gather aid from. Then this ability becomes a Wong entrance. It scales up to a 2 turn going away for aid. A Wong entrance. Purple. Passive. When Wong returns from away, fire the summoned character's ability. If all allies are downed while Wong is away, he returns with the chosen character early and boosts their effectiveness by 30%. This ability becomes a Wong exit. Your ally options are you can use Rescue's Do or Die ability. This does 2 separate blasts of 2,879 if there are 2 or more friendly strike attack protect tiles on the board. Rescue lands an additional blast for 1,861. That scales up to marginally more, let's say 4,290 and 2,829. You can She-Hulk your way into some damages. 4,518 damage, sending her target flying through any unfortunate walls behind them. For every protect tile on the board, up to 2, destroy those tiles and deal 886 per tile. All damage ignores protect tiles, prioritizing enemy tiles as far as destruction goes. That scales up to a very reasonable amount of damage. I'm a superhero. Kamala Khan shows up for whatever reason, creates 9 strength 89 protect tiles, and clears any stun affecting her allies. If a Wand of Watoom tile exists on the board, she also fortifies 4 of those tiles, and that seems good. And then the good old Crimson Bands of Sidorak, or Sidorak, I'm not sure. Doctor Strange turns up, 2-turn tile, stuns the target for 2 turns. The tile destroys 1 enemy AP of its color and deals 399 damage per turn. Hey, well, Wong's funky. I like that they get a little loose with the people who have magic and let them do magic-y type things. That makes me feel good. Now, Wong is a character that I may or may not have, but I certainly have never used him, so I don't know a ton about his functionality. That purple ability told me that I only need to have it at a level 3 for maximum effectiveness, so I think Wong exit is a 3, and that means the other 2 are 5s, but I am open to being told that I'm wrong and learning more. Again, just because that purple ability says it, you know, once I get to level 3, that's where it's initial scaling. I mean, the Eldritch Whip isn't thrilling, but those other 2 things, they are goofy and I love them. So I would probably do, you know, 3-5-5, but I realize that's wrong. So yeah, there it is. The Wong, the Sorcerer Supreme, that is what Sunny and Zand are.
I've got a 1-2-3.
Nice.
They're 5 stars. They don't come by me that often.
Right. You did have a string of bad luck opening last time, but I when I look at the infographic, they are, it's exactly kind of, like, he's new enough that it's exactly how I imagine. I have him at a 1. Craig M. has at a 1-2-3, and Ray has him champ. That's how probably more of the newer characters are. Not that Wong is newer, he's just newer to me. But we'll see how it shuffles out. But that's Wong in Xandar.
It's just funny to say every time. That's so Wong. All right, let's move on then to the board game bracket brought to you by Ray this week. Or you, if you want to be our Patreon and sponsor this segment.
Right.
FI.
But mostly Ray. All right, Ray FI. Hook us up. Is he still here? Am I still here?
Yes, I hear you, but we've lost Ray.
Oh, okay.
Oh, uh-oh. Uh-oh, Ray's lost power.
Uh-oh. And we thought it was going to be me. I don't know what to do when Ray loses power. It's never happened before. Do we keep talking, and does he pop back in and edit it in a smooth way? Or do we just sit silently and let the people talk amongst themselves, coffee talk style?
I suppose you and I could just talk this thing, and he can edit it in later.
Right. Okay. We can try to do, because he will have some additional information, and I can't spend any more time on the Colorado Avalanche homepage learning about people they've re-signed and other positions I don't understand. So let's go to the board game bracket. This week, Craig and I will be discussing. Craig will be talking to you guys about checkers, and I will be talking to you guys about Carcassonne. I think that's the correct pronunciation.
I always thought it was Carcassonne.
Carcassonne. That's it. That sounds even better.
Okay.
I think the emphasis on the first and then the middle, Carcassonne. Yeah. Yes.
So checkers, the classic game, also known as drafts, I suppose.
Yeah, no one knows it as that, but I like that.
Yeah.
That's fair to include that.
Yeah. This is like, you know, chess has been around a very long time. It's a, you know, one of those games like, you know, a hold'em poker, you know, a minute to learn, but a lifetime to master. One of those kind of things.
Sure.
The, you know, it, checkers seems pretty straightforward, but, you know, it there are grandmasters of playing checkers.
Who right, very I was going to say, do I even know the rules?
You know, I looked this up, and one of the things I did not know is, you know, because, like, you know, in chess, you could just not take a piece.
Yeah.
Right? In chess, that's not, or in checkers, you must take a piece. So part of the strategy
jump,
is
forced to jump.
Yeah. So part of the strategy to is to force them to move in a way they don't want to. That rule was introduced in 1523. I think it was the year I saw.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy that this is a game that's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old. And I have no idea what the rules are.
1535 it was.
Nice.
And that is when it became very much the modern, what is now called American checkers.
Okay.
That we know and love was it, after that rule got put in 1535. So, yeah, I mean, there are people who are grandmasters of this, just like in chess. It's widely played all over the world.
Right.
Like I said, seems simple, and then you go in against someone who probably really knows what they're doing, and you lose.
Savage beating.
Yeah.
I have seen.
You know, it's a game a kid can learn very easily.
Yes.
You know, you move your piece forward. When you got the diagonal, you jump, you know, and take a piece.
Yes.
Seems pretty simple.
You would think that. But then I've seen my very own child learn it very quickly and enjoy it very quickly and got humbled really fast by his mom.
And, you know, I mean, yeah, when you get to the end, you get to become the king. Once you got a king piece, you know, then you really got the juju.
Yeah.
Like you can really make things happen.
You can move backwards instead of just forwards.
I can front ways and back ways and up ways and slant ways and any way you want.
Yeah, every checker except for this one.
You know, it's the Wonka Vader of pieces.
Right, pretty much. So yeah, that is a classic board game. And again, if you don't know a lot about checkers, and you haven't had a chance to play, just wait for the next time you're on a road trip. And when you pull off on that exit and stop at Cracker Barrel, boom, checkers. Every Cracker Barrel across the country has a game of checkers waiting for you.
I'm sure they do. All right, Ian, tell me more about Carcassonne.
All right, Carcassonne. So, Craig, for yours or anybody else's education, this incredibly popular board game, which even though the three of us don't have a lot of, have not taken any opportunities to play. So here's what it is. It is a tile based game, and the game expands as you're playing. So it starts with one face up tile, and all the other tiles are face down, and you're drawing one tile per round, and you're flipping it over, and you're trying to create a town by matching. Each tile will have, like, one of four, I believe, features on it. So it'll either be, like, a city, a road, grassland, or a cloister, or some combination of those sorts of things all on the tile. And when you place it, you're deciding to match it up with a matching, you know, city to city, road to road, that sort of thing. And you do it, and then depending on what type of feature is on the tile, you are placing one of your characters, not characters, they're called like meeples or something. They're just little people that you put on it. And so, you know, if it goes on a city square, they become a knight. If it goes on a road square, a robber, a cloister is a monk, and a grassland is a farmer. And that's how you score points. And then it just becomes a strategy of how to place the tile. Am I going to work actively against my opponent? Am I going to try to expand my own cities? How am I going to do the best scoring as we continue to build this town from the center outward? And so there is a good deal of strategy to it, and it is a fun, popular game. But I think it's, you know, European in nature, so it is not as popular in this country, but I believe it's very popular in this country, just not as much as some of the more traditional United States-based games, but it seems like an excellent game. I would love to give it a try and learn more about it.
Yeah, if you ever go to a hobby-type store that sells, you know, upscale board games, they always have copies of Carcassonne for sale. So it's got to be very popular. Lots of people, just I don't know anything about it.
Well, maybe one day we'll give it a go.
Oh, Ray is typing. He may be back.
Oh,
I am back.
All right.
Hey, should we do the segment again, or what should we do?
No, we should not do the segment again. I don't know what to do because I lost power, grabbed Audacity, started to recover the file, lost power. The whole beginning for me is gone. So, I don't know. Did I say anything? Hopefully I was just quiet.
So the whole episode is ruined? So
your whole episode is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Can we? Do we want to just stop now and pretend like we didn't do an episode and do it a different week? Should we keep? We've never done this. You're the boss. You tell us what to do.
I just keep going. We'll see what it is like.
Okay. Well, we're just wrapping up the board game segment. We've got Carsicone and Checkers out there now.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell everybody about the voting system and the delayed results and what they can do to get involved?
For the voting system for this week, we should go ahead and take a vote. We are not going to reveal the winner from last week until July 3rd. And the reason for that is actually, if you are in Discord or if you're listening somewhere else, go to Discord and you will see in the Puzzle Warriors channel a pinned message up at the top of Discord. There is a little push pin symbol. The most recent message from Jeff Duggan.
Hello.
It says, it basically describes that he is doing a challenge bracket. This is a prediction bracket. You can do your own prediction on what the board game bracket is going to look like. And this is like an office bracket, like you would do for March Madness or what have you. And so he has our bracket posted there. You can click the link that's in his post and you can make your own challenge bracket. And my understanding is he and I have spoken with the devs, and there will be an actual MPQ related prize for, I don't know what it is yet. It hasn't been decided.
Oh, he has it in the chat, in the message.
Oh, does he?
It says, if you want to throw your hat in the ring, there's a 1,200 hero points and a cover of your choice.
There you go. I didn't know it was finalized, but apparently
it was.
That's
saucy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
so, an actual MPQ prize for your closest, for the closest bracket.
The winners are decided by voting. So after you fill out your bracket, vote for the people you picked, and then you can win.
Yeah, this is
That's
true.
That's how that works. Convince others to vote, get involved, treat yourself to some hero points and a cover of your choice by manipulating the board game bracket.
Did Samurai happen to put up a poll for this week?
He just
yes,
did.
He did.
In the Discord. Oh, there you go. Thank you, Samurai. Appreciate it.
Click the checkered flag for Checkers and the city for Carsicone.
So, you have to wait for both of the reactions to be there, and then all you have to do is click on the reaction. It'll add the number, and you should be good.
They're now open.
So there you go.
All right.
That's exciting news. Everybody fill out a bracket, and then good luck.
Yeah. Thanks, as always, to Rayify.
All right. Let's move on. Well, Willie, do you have any mail?
That's a really good question. Since I'm still recovering from a total loss of power, I do, in fact. So let's go.
All right, first, how do you not have a UPS on that desktop?
Well, see, that's the thing. I have a whole house battery and am very irritated that I lost power. So in any case, over on the Reddit, I have not read through these. So let's start with Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
He said, thought I've done this for the past couple weeks, but apparently not. So, Ian, after a brief hiatus thanks to COVID, there's a small town near me that will be hosting its fifth annual soda festival. I anticipate it being the first full weekend of June next year, apparently.
Okay.
But I'll try to keep my eyes peeled and confirm it. At least two award-winning breweries in the area and a few different good pub trivia games, if that's your kind of jam.
Oh, that's super my kind of jam.
Where is this?
Any chance, I don't know. That's the thing. Any chance that his hometown is either Williams-Porter State College? Because if it's not,
so.
I'm probably not going to make it. But it's nice to know about, and I have a year to plan if need be.
So he'll have to follow up because he's not, I don't think he's posting his contact info on the
subreddit. Yeah, nope, that's not, that is correct. That's not the way to do it.
he did also, this is where he first expressed some interest in doing the challenge bracket, and it just blossomed from there. But also on the board game bracket, he says, Talisman is a great 60-minute game stuffed into a 3-hour playing time. I don't know about that, but he says, I have to give my vote to chess, especially to my favorite fairy chess variant?
I don't know.
He says, is the term used for chess variants with non-standard pieces.
Oh.
This one is usually referred to as Alice chess and requires one set of pieces and two boards. Each time a piece moves, it disappears from the board it was on and reappears on the matching square on the other board.
Oh.
No. No, thank you.
Again, if the pieces are all... If I'm understanding what he's saying, and it's going where I assume it's going, and all the pieces are denizens of Wonderland, then you've won me back. If Alice is referring to anything else, and it's confusing, I'm out.
So, if you're on board number two, and you get taken over there, you go back to the original board? Because obviously the kings can't go to the other board, because if you capture the king, the game's over.
I would have to think that the piece gets removed from both boards.
Well, then the second board has no point.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think they have to go back. That's the only thing that would make sense is you make a move on the second board to then like get your power piece back.
Right. Right. Or to make them more vulnerable on the whichever board. Yeah.
You could, a surprise mystery teleport, check could come into play because you're coming back from the other board.
I hear what you're
saying. That could be interesting. It's way too complicated for me because I'm not good at regular chess. So that seems really hard. But it will seem interesting.
I don't know. Invite Jeff over. Have a go.
Maybe if I show up for that pop festival afterwards, we can play some Alice chess.
There you go.
Chess. Right.
So his final statement was that Craig used all the Wong puns for all the Wong reasons far too Wong of a time when he was a new character. And I say this as someone who loves pun. Well, good luck with this week's show.
Seriously.
Also, Aestheticist says only 11 minutes of nonsense in reference to her last show must have been a harsh edit. My vote is for neither chess nor talisman. Both are gutter balls.
Man, what?
Aestheticist always with the challenging point of view.
Yeah, his take is always the hottest.
Yeah.
Man. Because it is always adversarial to everything in the room.
Both those games are good.
Then we did get a comment from Samurai, our very own Samurai, who said that Talisman is either the best 30 minutes or 6 hours you can play with GW minis, but it never got Giles' brother to make a music video. So vote chess. I don't get the reference. I don't know who Giles is. Sorry.
I assume he is the guy from Buffy.
Okay, it is Giles from Buffy.
Yeah,
okay.
or as I like to call him, Rupert from Ted Lasso.
Oh, sure. Love Rupert.
What's... Anthony Stewart Head.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite characters in Buffy, but.
Yeah. Giles was solid.
And also, Dax the Wonder.
Uh-oh.
Said.
That frightens me.
Chess and Talisman. Chess and Talisman step into the heptagon, yada, yada, yada. Chess wins due to its vast history. All right. Your vote will be tallied. So there you go. That's all the news that we've got from the listeners. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. I just wonder if there's more than one person in the world named Dax.
There are at least two.
Okay.
One's married to Kristen Bell. One is not.
I thought his name was Dak with a K.
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, wait. Hold the phone.
Oh!
I missed a comment. Let's go back.
Great.
Regular commenter T. Deja Author.
Yeah.
Says, oh my lord, it's time! Who is less stealthy than the goat who jumps around and loudly proclaims his greatness? 5-star Batroc, 3-star Batroc confirmed, or 3-star Batroc's daughter confirmed. There you go. By the way, I have tasted 2 of the 4 summer special Mountain Dew releases. I'm sorry. Liberty Freeze tastes, well, like a citrusy blue otter pop liquid.
Sure.
Otter?
Yeah.
Otter Pops, yeah, okay. Popsicles, yep.
All right.
Yeah, that's the wrong name for a bomb pop.
All right. Star Spangled Splash claims to be a red berry flavor. Let's just say it lies. I have not tasted Freedom Freeze, which is white and claims to be a white peach lemonade.
Oh, no thank you.
Yeah, I'm out. And also, chess is the goat. Nothing matches up.
That's fair. And I was wrong just a second ago for Craig and Ray's benefit. An Otter Pop is the brand name of the generic freeze pop where you get some scissors and you trim off the top and you squeeze the rest out and then there's some delicious juice at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Otter Pop is just a brand of those.
Isn't that what they call it in the Canada?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't been up there in not that long ago, but I didn't get any Otter Pops while I was up there.
You get some fierce raisin flavor.
Yeah, it's just a freezer pop or a flavor ice or whatever. They're all delicious. They're all the most generic summertime treat there is. I love it.
All right, so now we're done. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Wow, we're just now getting to this. Okay, once again, then. I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
All right, before I dive too far into that, I do know who you were referencing now, Samurai. I just didn't know that someone sang One Night in Bangkok. I know it was a song, but there was no reason for me to know that it was Murray Head, and certainly no reason to know that he was the brother of Anthony Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's a good song.
It is a song.
It's good.
Yeah, it's okay. Let me talk about boosted characters. See what's going on here. Hitmonkey's doing some stuff. I talked about him in various boosted segments and already forgot what his 3-star version does. Classic IM-40, red direct damage, blue AoE, both boosted. Jeffrey, Magneto, stronger shields, more red damage, and more blue damage when you enjoy all that shuffling. 3-star Storm, again, her green does a little bit of damage, as do her attack tiles. Miles is boosted this week. Surprise is going to do extra damage, and his Venom Blast is going to do more damage. Multiple Man, when he's not breaking the game, he's doing some new stuff. He gets more health per reabsorbing his green, bigger strike attack protect tiles, and more burst healing and damage out of yellow, and no changes to his black. This appears to be none other than my hero, Red Hulk. His green AoE gets bigger, and if you have enough green, it gets even better. Venom is boosted this week, dealing more yellow damage and more symbiotic fury damage. No changes to his black. X-23, we've got green damage. The first half is more damage, and the second half is bigger strike tiles. More healing from the savage type of healing, and the trap tiles deal more damage or bigger strike tiles when tracking prey. And let's see. Now we are on to the 5-star list. Gamorpha. I'm not sure which one's Gamorpha, but whichever one it is, the 5-star version is boosted. More red damage, more yellow and black damage. Mr. Sinister. What's that guy do? His blue trap tiles deal more damage, and his passive can negate more damage, and his other trap tiles deal more damage. So black, blue, dealing more damage. Ooh, I should have said the name. I didn't realize he had one of his powers had an exclamation point in them. Behold! Oh, the all-new, all-hit Phi Lavelle. What's she doing? Bigger protect and strike tiles out of her yellow, more permanent damage out of her red, and a countdown tile for even more perma damage from her Oblivion Sword. And good old Ultron, doing Ultron-y things. Increased red damage and beefier strike tiles, and his strike attack and protect tiles will be better and way buffier from his blue. No changes to his black.
I think that Giles guy was way buffier.
Yeah, I think. Good callback. Samurai says, that 5-star list. You're on your own this week. So he's feeling a little down about.
Didn't they just make Sinister better? Didn't he get recently reworked in some way?
I don't know that he did. I know that he's come up recently, but I didn't know if he was part of a team that made him useful or if he's been recently reworked. I don't know what they're all there.
I thought he got reworked, but it wasn't. It was meh.
Yeah, he went from bad to slightly better.
Or not 100%.
But I don't really remember, to be honest. But that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian, it's summertime. It's hot out. I need some cold, refreshing pop pop.
All right. Let's first pop pop about some some weekly. So weekly is a 6-piece. That's a lot. It were a 7-piece. But one of them had some mental health concerns and had to leave the band. They're pretty new. They just They have like pre-debuts and then actual debuts, and then they make EPs and they build it to a full album, and it's a very confusing genre even when I'm this many weeks into it. But they seem very sweet. Again, if you like that, which we know that I don't, and even though I tend to view the female groups more favorably, this one did not do anything for me. Other than the fact that the video music videos that I chose to try were all completely animated, which made me think that they were going to be like the Gorillaz, and they were not. They were just not that awesome. So there was that situation. And then for my pop situation, I went back into the samurai bag of wonder. And what did I find in there? But none other than the greatest root beer of all time. The main beverage for the greatest hip-hop, horrorcore, old-school duo of all time. None other than Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J with some Faygo original root beer. Who knew that Samurai was a juggalo? You know who knew? Me. Because I had an ill-spent youth, and when I was definitely not underage and definitely not sitting on the wall and definitely not drinking and spitting on the sidewalk and smoking cigarettes, a gentleman came up to us and said, "You guys look like degenerate hooligans who would enjoy this band that you've never heard of." And I said, "What is it?" And keep in mind, children, this gentleman handed me a cassette, and it was a cassette single. And on the main side was a song called "The Riddle Box" by the Insane Clown Posse. And the B-side was a song called "Chicken Huntin'" by the Insane Clown Posse. And what I didn't realize at the time was that that was probably the greatest free gift a stranger has ever handed me.
Wow.
But at the time I was like, "Oh, this is terrible. I'm really sad that I'm listening to this." If I still had that, I'd be like, "This is a treasure. Like, this is just a random cassette single." Anyway, let's talk about Faygo original root beer. It's pretty good. I mean, obviously it has that weird juggalo reputation with it, but this is a nice glass bottle original recipe. It's different than their regular root beer. It's different than the 99-cent or 59-cent plastic bottle that you get at a Unimart. This has a nice traditional root beer flavor. It's very aggressively carbonated, but which gives it a nice foamy head, which I enjoy. And then once that dissipates, it's got the nice molasses, vanilla, smooth finish that you would expect from a root beer. And it's just a little bit creamy. And so I would say if you get a chance to try original root beer by the Faygo Brewing Company, take it. So, it's pretty yummy.
So they make two root beers?
They do.
Huh. And I think I've only had the generic one then. Like, you know, the one in the you know, like you're saying, for that I get at the Sheets. Correct. Yeah.
Yep, the one that yes, those are the differences.
Oh.
That gentleman up there is holding regular root beer, and Samurai provided me with none other than the original root
beer. Usually if I'm getting a Faygo, it's usually, you know, some Red Pop.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so anyway, don't dismiss this just because it's Faygo is what I'm here to say.
Okay.
You will be pleasantly surprised.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It was... Of all the things in there, and there are some more interesting things to come, I have to say. But that was, I was like, Faygo? And I assumed that he was pranking me because he is a closet juggalo. And it's definitely not me who owns at least two Insane Clown Posse movies on DVD and several albums. But it's him, because he handed me a Faygo. So anyway, that's... thanks, as always, to Magnify for the pop.
Magnified. Ian, do you got Steam open?
I am well on my way. I've already done all the updates, and it's just taking an extra second to load up here, but I am going to crack open.
I hear Ray might be opening 11 billion tokens.
He could be. I'm gonna open one of the 11 billion, and yes, I'm not really that excited. I just knew it was someone who I didn't have covered, and... by Clea Strange has now one additional blue cover in the Manacles of Bokar.
Nice.
Oh, and I got some bonus shards. Thanks, bonus shards.
Am I going next? Is that what we're doing?
I would.
All right. I'm going to open five. Let's go with five. It's a war machine. Bishop. Coulson. Throg. Oh, the fifth one's a purple. Phi Lavelle, martyr.
Nice. She's going to be
stronger
boosted.
Together, yellow power. So 1 out of 5.
That's what I need. I need me some Phi Lavelle. All right.
Do it, Doug.
I'm going to get going. All I'm right. hitting the big button.
Oh, the 50?
Yep.
Oh, that's juicy. 50. All right.
Well, Samurai and I did, well, Samurai did the math prior to the show. I need 2 Phi Lavelle covers. She goes out of the latest Legends tomorrow. So need to get 2 of these.
Yeah, so that's fine. Why don't Craig and I coffee talk it up, and when you get a 5 car, shout it out.
All right, if you'd like.
I mean, we could hear about every cover if you would like. 50 seems like a lot. Why don't you just talk over us while Craig and I chit-chat about the 1% club?
Well, so far, it's all 4s, so...
Oh, okay. Great.
It's just toffee talk. No big whoop.
Right. So, have you made any new progress on how much or how little you'd be willing to go see Tenacious D?
If you really want to go and it's not, you know, more than $100, I'm much more likely to go.
Me too.
I got 1 AMA.
Oh, congratulations.
But yeah, if it's going to be subject to Ticketmaster surge pricing or something, it might get out of hand.
Well, now that I have the secret code, I'll attack it early Friday morning.
Yeah, it's like Saturday the 26th of October. Is that what I read?
Well, like, when's the last time you went to something at the BJC? How far away are the far away seats? Are they unbearably far away? I don't remember it being that big of a venue.
Depends on the stage setup.
Yeah,
it'll be the usual 3/4. 1/4 of the stadium will be closed and be backstage, and then the other 3 will be...
It looked like when I clicked on the link that it was not going to even fill the far sections. It said that those were just not available at all.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what the...
So I don't think they're trying to fill it. I think they're trying to keep it a semi small show.
Yeah, and I will see. I just need it to be not... way too much, and I am way too old for standing room only.
Oh, yeah.
So, we will see what's
going
on.
I think
when
I looked real quick, the 85ers were kind of at, like, the first one, like, the upper, you know, like, second deck, close to the stage, but higher up, so you're kind of at that weird angle. But I think those were, like, $85. And then it went to, like, you know, 185 or something like that for, you know, down on the floor by the stuff and the things and the...
All right, as long as, we'll see, it's not outrageous, but is it safe to say that you're definitely in for the Beach Boys?
I really would like to be. What's the date on that?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, it's
September?
Late September, or late summer, right?
Yeah, late September, yeah.
What's the name of that fair?
The Bloomsburg Fair. The tickets for that are reasonable. They're similar to the V-Ice tickets. They're like $30, maybe $40.
Bloomsburg Fair.
Well, while this is thrilling, I managed to get 3 May Parker covers.
Yeah.
1 Jubilee.
Yes.
And 1 Phi Lavelle.
Was it the one that you needed?
I needed any, but I needed 2.
Oh, okay. So you need
However, I also, because she is favorited, I got
some shards.
925 shards.
Is that enough?
Which will, I needed 2 covers, so.
Great. Congratulations, that's what you were shooting for. I'm really happy that worked out.
Oh my, Ian.
Thanks, as always, to this guy.
Pre-sale for that concert went on sale January 22nd.
Yeah, it's not sold out, though. No one cares.
Okay. It's a Friday night at 8 p.m.
Sure.
September 20th. Yeah, I would really like to go see the Beach Boys, just because I think that would be cool.
All right. I'll give it some heavy consideration.
Yeah, I can't, I don't know. Maybe my wife would want to see that one.
Likely.
She likes Aruba, Jamaica, and all those places.
That's also true.
The next time we see you, we should talk that up. But yeah, I'd really like to go. I mean, that can't be more than, it says 33 to 57. So that's acceptable to go see a classic band.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. There's a seating chart. We'll take a look at it. I'll be around for the 4th of July somewhere in that
weekend.
We'll
buy some $40 tickets and call it done. Right. All right.
Meantime, when we're not buying tickets, people should go and check out the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out this show and all the other great shows on the network. Maybe you want to pick up something new. Maybe you want to learn a little about wrestling. Maybe you just can't get enough of me and Ray and want to check out our other show. Check it out. Soon to Be Named Network. Soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Already worked it into the show. If you weren't listening live, you should become a patron because there's a good chance this show will never exist again. Just this episode specifically. We're going to continue doing the show as far as I know.
Or it could be a show of weird gaps in time where Ray was talking and now he's gone forever. And you'll just hear
just
Ray
a weird patchwork talking. Quilt.
and agreeing to talking to things that you can't hear. That could be fun.
Nice.
Right up until we get to the board game section.
Nope, it'll be awesome.
All right. So if you guys got nothing else, comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Willie's mailbag. We can get through those next week. And please go click on that posted thing in the Discord.
Yeah,
get yourself into that board game.
Join Hacksaw's challenge bracket for the board game bracket and win yourself a prize by voting your favorites into the finale and voting your bracket successfully.
Yeah, and thanks to the devs for throwing out a prize.
Yeah.
Very awesome of them. So that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, there's a right way and a wing way. Good night, everybody.
Oh, man, yours has not been that awful in a really long time. I'm really happy. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.